Bez Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta, Masechta's Bava Metzia. As a Hakdama, we'll point out that the Inyonim that are treated in Bava Metzia are fundamentally different than Bava Kama. Even though, in some versions of the Kadmainim, we look at Masechta's Nezikin as one Masechta, the Bava Kama, the first Chelik of Masechta's Nezikin is what we call Bava Kama. The second Chelik of Masechta's Nezikin is Bava Metzia. The third Chelik is Bava Basra. You have the same thing, by the way, in Kelim. Kelim has three Chalakim, three Bavas. And if you look in the Tosefta, there's the Bava Kama of Kelim, the Bava Metzia, and the Bava Basra. What's the Chelik between the three? Bava Kama is dealing with Chiyuvim that are created without any relationship between two parties. Reuven is Mazik Shimon, or Reuven's Momin is Mazik Shimon, or Reuven steals or injures Shimon. There's no relationship between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a Chiv to Shimon, or Chiyuvim to Shimon, based on something that he did. But Metzia deals with Chiyuvim or Dinim that are created by relationships in two people. Either two people are arguing over ownership of something, what we call a Teven and Itva, or a Muxik and a Marakama, that type of thing. Or they're chayvos that are created where Reuven borrowed something and now he has a chayv, a chayv to pay back, and the shibudim that are mutlan him. These are relationships that are made up by both parties. Something created the relationship between the two. Shaimrim, we're going to have in Perek HaMafkid, which deals with a relationship where one person entrusted the other with his chayfetz. Fourth parak deals with Mekach u'Memkar. Ribis in the fifth parak also Mekach u'Memkar. After that, employer-employee relations, which is also a relationship based on mutual agreement between two parties. Bava Basra is also going to have relationships between two parties, not necessarily by agreement. We'll see that. So that's the Yesod of Bava Metzia as opposed to Bava Kama. Now let's start the first parak, and here also we'll have to give a Hakdama. The Inyan in this Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, cuts to the Yisoidos of a lot of the fundamentals. We've had this idea in Bava Kama, and we've also had these ideas in Ksubis, a little bit in Gittin and Kedushin, with Bailus, and when there's disputed Bailus. What happens then? The Mishnah says, Shnayim Oichsim Betalis, two people are holding on to a talus. It could be anything. Two people are holding on to something that doesn't have a simon. Meaning, say they found something, and Mamela, both of them could take it. The problem is, who was the one who picked it up first? We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, the second parak, about when taka one is allowed to take an aveda, when one has to return it, when one is allowed to keep it. But over here, the assumption is two people picked up a talus, ba'oifin, where they're allowed to keep it. And that's why the Lashon and the Mishnah is, what's their claim? Ze oimer ani mitzosia, I found it. I picked it up, I was coin it, so it's mine. Ze oimer ani mitzosia, I picked it up and I found it. Now the Mishnah says the same thing, sounds redundant. Ze oimer kula shali, ze oimer kula shali. Sounds like they're explaining, ani mitzosia and therefore kula shali. But that's, why would the Mishnah have to say that? So because of that, the Gemara understands that there's really two cases over here. The first case is taka a mitzia, something that both of them, if they'd pick it up, would be koina. The reason why there's no chiyuv hashava, like we said, we'll see in the second parak. What the Gemara speaks out, it's a ir sherubo akum, therefore there's yush, or b'makom sherab mitzuyim shem, we'll see the details over there. And then the Mishnah is really alluding to a second case. The kulishali and the kulishali case is talking about two people claim that this item that they're both hanging on to, they're both holding on to, was sold to them by a storekeeper. There was one last beged that was in high demand. Reuven is holding on to the edge of the beged, and he says that he was the one who bought it from the store. Shimon says that he bought it from the store. It turns out that they both paid money to the shopkeeper. The shaila is who was kind of first. We're talking about where the shopkeeper doesn't know who gave him the money mirotzen. He has money from both of them. He'll give back the money to the other party, and both parties agree that the money can go back to the other one, but each one claims the chavetz is his. So that's why the mission doesn't say mitzosia, kula shali v'zeroim kula shali. Lamaisa, what's the din? You have two people holding on to a talus, onto a beggar, onto any item. Both of them claim it's theirs. It's mashma, by the way, that this is only because both of them are holding on to it. If one was holding on and the other one was just claiming, screaming, being teveh and bez, then the din would be different. Because both of them are holding on to it, that's why the halacha psuka is ze yishova she'en loy bo pochis mechetzio. Each one swears a little bit of a convoluted lashon. Each one makes a shvur that he doesn't have less than half. Each one is claiming that they own it. So if they want to affirm what they're saying, that's what's going on over here. They should have to back up their claim with the shvur. There's only one little problem. You're going to administer a shvur to two people, each one saying that the item belongs to them. You definitely have a shvur sheker here. The item does not belong to both of them. So the lashon of the shvur over here is not that. Each one says it in a way where both of them theoretically could be true, even though we know where they're both coming from, and certainly one is lying, or it would seem that way, but the lashon that they say is a possibility. Each one says that I don't have less than half. En li po pochas mechetzio. So each one saying that they don't have less than half, half plus half would equal up to the full talus, and then yachloku, then they split it. The Gemara actually says in Daf Hey that the nusach of the shvu is shvu sheyesh libo ve'en libo pachas mechetzio. I affirm with the shvu that I have a claim, and I don't have less than half. The reason why this is not upgefrecht is because it's possible that both of them own it. For each one to say that I don't have less than half is not the bezdin administering a shvuas sheker. It doesn't have to be sheker. Why? What's the possibility? The possibility is that two people picked up the chayfitz together. It's taka mitzit. They picked it up together. Now, b'derech kol, two people can't be koine something simultaneously. But if it's a mitzia, the Gemara and the sugis and davches says an interesting chiddush. Then when two people would pick up a mitzia simultaneously, since neither one will be considered picking it up. Picking it up means bringing it to your rishus. How could Reuven's picking it up be considered bringing it into his rishus if Shimon's also picking it up? That negates Reuven's bringing it into his rishus. So Teretz says, since Reuven and Shimon, neither one's going to be able to be koine, we see them both as what the Gemara calls migu, that he has to be zoichet for Yenim. So he has to be zoichet for himself. He's zoichet for Yenim. They work together, but les brer. It's not conscious, but what they're doing is they're picking it up together for the two of them. Okay, so then they'd both be koine half. By Mekhumemko also, really, the one who's selling the chayfitz has in mind whoever it is, whoever buys, whoever grabs it off the shelf first. So they grabbed it together, they're kind of together. Each one will be kind of half, and they'll have to split the course between the two of them. So because the shvur is not a shvur sheker, the Gemara says that's why you can administer such shvur. There's another point to make also. The loshen of the shvur has to fit reality. Be'etzem, every shvur, normal shvur mideraisa, and this is not, but a normal shvur, the shvur always has to back up what the person's claim is. The claim over here is kula shali. Where does he come off making a shvur she'en lebar pox mechatzio? So the Gemara says that Bezdin can't administer that shvur because lamaisa we're not going to give it kafi the way they made a shvur. Both of them are going to get half. So therefore, kula shali, it's a question whether he has to actually speak it out. Kula shali means that's my claim. There's a question whether he has to speak out yesh libo because of the kula shali, but lamaisa the nusach that he's going to make is en libo pochas mechetzio because that's what we're going to give him. So Bezdin will administer that shvur. Now the truth of the matter is that the shvur is a difficult idea. What exactly is the shvur doing? And let's bring up the three shvuas that are midaraisa, are all claims where a nitva is warding off a teveya by making a shvur. That patters him. It's what's called menater shvur haniftorim. A moide b'miktsas is Reuven saying, Shimon owes me $100. Shimon says, no, I don't. I owe you 50. So the halach is, the passing of passions mishpatim, ki huzer. Shimon is nishban the other 50. What's he doing? He's warding off a teveya. He's protecting his own. Shvur haniftorim. He's nifter from a claim, he's potter from a claim that the teveya has on him. A shomer has to defend his claim that the chayfetz was stolen, lost, whatever it is, that patters him. It's a shvuas haniftar. If an aid echad comes and says on Reuven's behalf that Shimon owes $100, and aid echad is not moitzim moment, we know only two aidim is moitzim moment, but The Erechet is strong enough to force the Nitva to make a Shvua. Shvua Keneged Erechet. Those are the only Shvuas Mideraisa. Shvuas Hanoitlim are only Midin Takonas Chacham. We've had a few in Bava Kama. And the question is, what's the nature of this Shvua? What's going on over here? Is this a Shvua where Reuven, by making his Shvua, is taking from Shimon? Is this a Shvua that Shimon is taking from Reuven? The Gemara understands that. The Gemara understands that Be'etzim, each one is defending what he's holding, let's say it strongly. Each one is a muchzik on his half of the talus. Each one would be a muchzik. He's holding on to the talus. Each one would be a muchzik. They're both muchzakim, therefore each one really is defending their turf. Midrabbanon, there's a din that even when a person is a muchzik, he has to make a shvua, what's called a shvua's hesis. But that's midrabbanon on any claim. But otherwise, we're dealing over here with not a shvua's hesis. The shvua's hesis is only instituted by the Amiroim. In the Mishnayis, we're dealing with the shvua's haniftarim. What shvua's haniftarim is this? A muchzik has to make a shvua's haniftarim unless he's a moed b'miktzos. He's not. He says kulishali. So the truth is, after back and forth, the Gemara says that this shvua is not a shvua deraisa. Be'etzem, each one should be zoiche in half, midin muchzokus, beloshen toisvis, anan sahadi, that's what a person's holding on to, is his. We'll quote the toisvis on that base of manal, v'yesh loyma do'ich zin shayni, when two people are holding on to something, the choshev kilu kol echod yesh loy bo bevadei achatzi, each one for sure has half, anan sahadi, the mighty tofis haydi deyu. So, the truth of the matter is that the claim over here, the award over here is based on Mugzokas. There's no need to back that up with a Shvur. However, this type of situation could always have, the Gemara says, where a person can be Meir Heter. Reuven's picking up a Metzia. So, Shimon says, look, Reuven didn't invest any effort in it. It's not Mamish Gezel. So, he grabs. That's what it looks like. It looks like one person bets him. What it looks like is that one person grabs from the other. Usually, two people don't pick up something simultaneously. It's possible, but it's not probable. So he'll say, yeah, the other guy was zeicha first, but really only it's a sale. Okay, so I'll pay for it. He'll get his money back. He grabs it. So in order to ward off any chshoshes that somebody's going to do such a thing, Chazal instituted a shvua. That's usually the way to get rid of such problems. But be'etzem, the award over here is geboit on muchzakis. Tosfos has to say this because there are other cases in Shas where we say yach loiku, where there is no shvua. For instance, Momen Hamutal Besofik Yachloiku, which we'll see a lot about later on in the Masechta, is a Mandama Sumchis, that holds that whenever there's a Sofik, there's a Mokim to say Yachloiku. Why is that? That doesn't work with the Shvur. So the reason for that, Tosis explains later on in the Masechta, that that's also a form of Muchzokus. Whenever there's a, let's say, there's a clear Sofik Befoneinu, Sumchis holds, the Sofik itself creates some type of Anan Sahadi for each one. There's a Muchzokus on behalf of both of them. That you'll split without a Shvur. The Shvur over here is purely a Midrabon Dika Shvur. There are cases, by the way, where there's a Momen Hamutav Sofik where there isn't even a Mokum to make Chalukah. Taisus asks the Kasha, there's a case where there's a boat that's docked in the harbor. Nobody knows who it is. Two people are fighting over it. You don't say Achloiku over there. How do we know? We don't know anything. And there's no Muchzokas. Nobody's holding on to the boat. What do we say? Gemara Bava Basta Flamed Dalet says, we say they can fight it out. It's called Kol Da'alam Gvar. Why? Because over there there's no Muchzokas. Over here, two people are holding on. You give each one Kfid Muchzokas. In a case of Droro de Mamoino, where we see the Sufik before Neinu, not based on their claims, that's also a quasi Muchzokas for both of them. This is the Mahalach of Tosfos and other Rishonim over here on Daf Beis. You see Tosfos on Daf Lamed Daled, it's Meduyik that way in Rashi over here also, that this Halacha is not, over here we don't look at it as Muchzokus, but we do see it as a Mokum to say Yachloiku. So that's the din over here. The Shua, like we said, is only Midrabbanan. Even this Takana Midrabbanan, the Gemara and Daf Zayin qualifies, that's only because Be'etzem, you could look at even the part that Reuven's holding as Biyad Shimon, the part that's Biyad Shimon, that's really Biyad Reuven. Why is that? The Gemara says that what's going on over here in the Mishnah is that each one is holding on to the Chutei Hatalis. Each one's holding on to the edge. So it's true, when you hold on to the edge of something, you're a muxik. You hold a picture, you're holding up a coat in the ear by the hood. You're holding on to the whole coat, but
you're really only holding on to the hood. Just by holding on to the hood, you're holding on to the whole thing. What's the difference? What happens if somebody's holding on to the sleeve? So he's also holding on to it. So there we could say that you're holding on to the hood, he's holding on to the sleeve, but the whole thing is really in the ear because each one of you negates the other one. So there we hear Chazal instituted, even though there's muhzakus, but l'maisa, it's a shvacher muhzakus. It looks like one grabbed from the other. Okay, we instituted a shvur. But what happens if two of them are firmly holding on to it? He's holding on to half the talis, be other. It's mamash a tug of war. And he's holding on to the other half. We're not going to make a shvur. Because since there's a muhzakus befanenu, a shtarka muhzakus, even though there's bets mechshash of alimus, of grabbing one from the other, we're not going to institute a shvur. That's the maskanas ha-gavar. There's one other point to make, legabi this din, and that is, we just said that the shvur over here is purely a midirabon because of mechshash, one person grabbing from the other. The Gemara, lefi the Rishonim, wants to put one person into the corner over here for a shvur de'raisa. Where is that? In the case, the way we explain the Mishnah, Animitzasiya, is two people that picked up something, a Mitzia. Shalos, who picked it up first? Zeoi Mekulishli, Zeoi Mekulishli is two people that bought something from a storekeeper. The Shaila is, who was kind of first? So Gemara says, why is there a suffix over here? Why don't we just say, who gave money? The Gemara answers, must be that both of them gave money. The question is, who gave the money first, got the chayfetz? But Rishonim understand that a storekeeper who has the chefetz biyod is definitely neman if he got money from one, who he got money from. Over here, if he got money from both, or the chefetz is already biyodeim, right? That's the din of the Mishnah. So the storekeeper is really out of the picture. So he's not neman als the owner of the chefetz. But, a very important point, let him be neman midin eid echod. And we said before that one of the three shvuos d'oraisa is where an eid echod is made that the chefetz belongs to Reuven. Shimon has to back up his claim with the shvuos d'oraisa. Why do we only have the shvuos hamasnisin over here? We should have a shvuos d'oraisa. The storekeeper said that he got money from Reuven. So that would back Shimon against the wall with the shvuos d'oraisa. Therefore, the Gemara has to make the Ukimta that he got money from both. He doesn't remember who gave him the money first, who gave him the money second. So he can't be made. But he'd be Neman. Tosis adds another Nekuda, which is the famous Maramokim. And that is that, yeah, there's a Shvua of the Mishnah, but an Eid Echod, in this case the storekeeper, remember the storekeeper is not part of the store anymore. He got paid. He's an outsider, so he has a right, full right to be made Al Eid Echod. The same way he can be mechayv if he says the chevetz belongs to Reuven, can be mechayv Shimon a shvur d'oraisa, which is the question we just asked. And you have to say hitaka does not be made, he doesn't know. Besides for that, how could the Mishnah say there's a shvur? The Eid Echod, the same way, is mechayv a shvur, an Eid Echod will pater shvur. This is Tosfos and the Rosh have a famous chiddush, where they say that the same way an Eid Echod is mechayv a shvur, an Eid Echod misayeya paters from a shvur. That means if Reuven claims from Shimon $100, Shimon says, I'm moid on 50. There's a shvur d'oraisa of moid b'miktzas. If Shimon has an eid echod that backs up that Hitaka paid for the other 50, the halacha is, he paid 50, the halacha is that he doesn't have to make a shvur d'oraisa. Why an echod patas from a shvur? Other Rishonim argue on this. The Ramban seems to argue. The Rambam seems to skip this last prat that we just mentioned. Also seems to argue. The Mefarshim say, this is a famous machloikis. An eid echod being the chayiv shvur, or an eid echod also patur shvur. Okay, that's the first chelik of the Mishnah with the different sugis. The sefer, the Mishnah, is a different case. Ze oy mekula shali, v'ze oy mechetzio shali. One person is strong. He says, the whole thing is mine. The other one says, listen, I'm honest. I'm telling you that we picked it up together. We were zeichin the chayfits together. I'm only claiming half. I'm not pushing my way on the whole chevetz. So what do we do now? They're both muhzakim. So listen to what the Mishnah does. Ha'im ekula shali yishova she'en leba pachas mishloisha chalokim. We see half is undisputed. Shimon sounds like an honest person. Shimon is saying that half belongs to Reuven. That half is undisputed. It goes to Reuven. Now we have a machlokes on the other half. It seems almost unfair, but l'maisa, that's what it is. The half of the talus goes to the undisputed, which is, they both agree it's Reuven's. The half that's disputed, you have to split. The one who claims kulashali is shavish and the bapaks mishlash chalak mi doesn't have less than three chalak, which means three quarters. He takes three quarters. He takes one quarter. So the shvur they have to make with this ein le ba'pachas, because you can't make a shvur sheker. And lemaisa, like we said, half of it is undisputed. The other half is disputed, 50-50, which means 75-25. So the first shaila over here is a shaila in pshat. Why does the one who claimed the whole thing, why does he have to swear on 75%? Haloi, half is undisputed, so he could take it without a shvur. He should be nishba on that half that he has in it, half of the half. So the answer is, since over here the whole shvur over here is instituted because of somebody grabbing, so if you're going to be mechayvim the shvur, you're mechayvim with the right around, otherwise maybe he'll be moirahet in his mind. The Rishonim speak out. Look at the Tosfos Yomtiv. The second kasha is a lomdu shetayna. Shaila is, when the one who says chatzi shali, we were madgish the way we said over, he sounds like an honest person. Why shouldn't he have what we call a migu, that since he could have said kula shali, the fact that he said chetzi shali would seem to indicate that when he says chetzi shali, he's telling the truth. This claim that a person could have theoretically said a much better claim, the fact that he said a weaker claim should tell us that he's saying the emes. That's called a migu. Why don't we say that that migu allows him to get half without a shvur? So now, let's ask the kasha on two levels. First of all, why don't we say that he gets the whole half? Don't we hear honesty? Isn't he announcing that he's being honest? So Tosfos asks the kasha on that base. And Tosfos says one teretz is that at the end of the day, the other person who's claiming kulishali is a muchzik also on that chelik of the talus. And therefore, b'midum misuyemes, even though both of them are mukzakim, Shimon that says chati, the migu is not strong enough to be moitzi momen. This is what's called b'loshen Rishonim a migu lahoitzi loyamina. Now, in a classic migu lahoitzi loyamina, where your mamish want to be moitzi momen miyad achem, you're not a muchzik at all. You want to get money from somebody else. There, all the Rishonim hold migu lahoitzi loyamina. It's Gemara Mefureshes and Bava Basta Aflamet Beis. Over here, we're talking about, it's a very nuanced lahoitzi, because Shimon wants to keep his half, he's a muchzik, so you could look at it as a migul ha'achzik. I feel like since Lamaisa, the other guy's a muchzik also, b'midim usuyemis is migul ha'itzi, so that is already machlek sushenim. This is the teretz of Tosfos, the Ramban Grada argues. There's another teretz, that the migul over here, of staring the other guy in the eye and saying kulishli, when both people picked it up together, is a hard thing to say in Bezdin, because if you know the other guy picked it up with you, it's a migul deha'ozo. So Mela, to say, oh, he could have said he owns the whole thing, nobody wants to say something that's clearly in somebody else's face. So Mela, that migu da'oza, that's the shvach migu that we won't say. As far as why not say that al-koponim, let the migu free him from a shvua, and let him take the reva that he's getting without a shvua, on that we have a famous principle that Rishonim say in shvuas, and later on the Masechta and Perek HaMafkid, that a migu will not pater from a shvur. A migu could affirm somebody's taina, and Mamela he'll be able to claim, even if it's a shvacher claim, he'll be able to hold on to what he's holding on to. But lemaisa, to free somebody when there's a chiv shvur, that a migu doesn't do. Migu laftur mishvur la'amino will bring a pashtarai that the Rishonim bring. And that is every shomer who's faced by a mafkid who says, what happened to the behemoth that I gave you last week? And he says, oh, the behemoth died. And he has to make a shvur to back that up. Why don't we patter him with a shvur from the shvur with a migu that he could have said, I never got the pikadon. In that case, it wouldn't be chayv a shvur. So you have the same tutsum. First of all, it's a migu dehaza. To look somebody in the eye and say, you never got something. Not after that's a migu. It's a hard thing to look somebody in the eye and claim that. The other tain of the Rishonim is migu laftur mishvur layamrinon. A migu does not patter up from a shvur. Why? Is beyond the subject right now of our discussion, but that's the cloud the way it is in the Rishonim. There's a lot of pratim over here in Hilchos Toyim V'Nitin and Shvuah Muchzakos that we've discussed, and it's a good summary of the first 10 blat in the Sugya Simbab Metziah Be'ez Hashem.